You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
As an award-winning author himself, Thomas Mayo must have high standards for what books he's willing to dedicate his time to. Last year, his work, The Voice to Parliament Handbook, co-authored with journalist Kerry O'Brien, won the prestigious Non-Fiction Book of the Year at the Australian Book Industry Awards. The book acted as a guide for Australians looking to vote yes in 2023's Indigenous Voice referendum. But what's he grabbing to wind down on a summer holiday? Taking time out of a trip to Bali to tell us is the man himself. Thomas, welcome to Summer Reading on Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Barbara.
Now, you're joining us from holiday. What book have you taken with you to unwind?
Well, I've taken a few books. I've just finished reading The Seeker and the Sage by Bridget Delaney, and I really enjoyed that. I've brought with me A Different Kind of Power by Jacinda Ardern. I'm looking forward to reading that. But at the moment I'm reading The Hidden Place by Kate Middenhall, which is a bit of a thriller, sort of murder mystery. It's got me on the edge of my seat at the moment.
And The Seeker and the Sage about Stoicism, what did it teach you about Stoicism?
Well, it's really an interesting way of thinking about life, and you follow the journey of a young woman, a journalist who goes to a place in a very remote part of the world and investigates this place in the world that is based on the philosophy of Stoicism. I think it's a good book because, you know, it's not a dry sort of reading philosophy. It's a very moving, emotional story, and it moved me to tears at the end as well. So that's what you want when you read, I think.
Wow. And yet you say The Hiding Place by Kate Middenhall has you on the edge of your seat. You obviously like a few different genres. Give us a flavour of that one.
Well, it's about a bunch of families that purchase a property in the bush in Victoria. I can feel that it's on a collision course. All these different families have different ideas about what they want to do with the land that they've bought together. Different egos and personalities, you know, all the complications of families and relationships. I can feel it's going to be quite thrilling.
Is there going to be a death?
I reckon there will be. I heard there's a death of an animal, which Kate, because she's a friend, I've met her at writers' festivals, tells me you should never do in a book. But this is something I think that's going to be, yeah, different, and that's why I'm reading it.
And then you say Jacinda Ardern's A Different Kind of Power, which you haven't started yet. What is it, though, that attracts you about her memoir?
Well, I admire her for her style of leadership when she was Prime Minister of New Zealand. It was an empathetic leadership that exuded care, an open-mindedness, and I think the world needs more of that.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the author Thomas Mayo. Now, your book, The Voice to Parliament Handbook, won the Non-Fiction Book of the Year last year, focusing on the voice referendum, which, as we know, didn't succeed. How do you reflect now on your experience writing that and what it meant to people?
Well, I'm proud of the work that myself and Kerry O'Brien did. We co-authored that book, and initially, I thought I would just do a handbook that was going to help people to understand what they were voting for, and it turned into a book that people were buying, you know, 5 or 10 copies, some people, just to hand out to friends and family to help them to understand. Unfortunately, it didn't make enough of a difference to see success, but yeah, Kerry and I are both very proud of that work, and it did make a difference, and it was nice to win that award.
And you've also written a book aimed at younger readers, Our Flag, Our Story. What sort of books were you reading at that sort of age?
A particularly memorable moment reading was when we were in a Darwin monsoon. It was so heavy and consistent that my street flooded, which was pretty rare. And in between reading chapters, I'd go out and would swim on the street. And that was Bram Stoker's Dracula. I think it was more the mood and the moment that makes it memorable. But mostly when I was younger, I read How to Choose Your Own Adventure books, if you remember those. I wanted more choice, I guess, about where the stories went.
And now quite a bit of diversity in those books that you've taken with you, a thriller, a self-help book, a memoir. Do you tend to jump between genres?
Yeah, I do. You know, it depends on what I'm doing. So, but because I'm on holiday, I wanted a mix of things that get me thinking about, you know, politics and work. And I think Kate Middenhall's a good book if you're into mysteries and all that sort of stuff, that sort of departure away from reality in some ways.
And where are you reading them? Are you sitting by the pool or in your room?
Yeah, by the pool, enjoying a mixture of weather here. Also been doing a bit of writing. I've got the knack for writing now, I think. 7 books since 2019. And next year I'm looking forward to a new children's book that I'm writing because a lot of parents have asked me to write something for their children that will help them with their anxiety. So I'm hoping I'm going to be giving them a bit of a comfort blanket is the way I'm thinking about it, that they can just pick up and put their, you know, the kids on their lap and read to them.
And can you tell us where it's set?
It's not set anywhere in particular. It's about it's basically trying to help kids to work through the things that they can't control and what they can control, inspired by Bridget Delaney's writing, actually. My own daughter has anxiety every night, you know, before bed. She's, you know, worried about all the things that are going on in the world. So, yeah, I really hope that I can contribute something through it to help parents and guardians.
Well, Thomas Mayo, happy writing and happy reading, and thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you, Barbara.